Hello, you're listening to CJLO News.
Attention à tout le personnel.
The STM, Montreal's transit authority, is cracking down on loitering in metro stations in response to the increasing presence of unhoused people in the stations. The STM announced late last week that they are taking, quote, temporary measures to improve metro safety, unquote. Some areas of metro stations will be partially blocked off, and some entrances will be closed. There will also be an increase of STM officers and police officers in the stations, enforcing what they're calling move-along measures. The measures will last until April 30th. Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante wrote in a blanket media statement, quote, "We must listen to the growing sense of insecurity among users and the concerns of STM employees," unquote. According to the STM, reports of disruptive behavior in the metro system jumped by 40% in a year. But some are calling the crackdown from the STM irresponsible, given the rising levels of homelessness in Montreal.
If you don't adequately support people in the meantime, while they're waiting for housing or while they're getting themselves ready for housing, that what you're running the risk of increasing the death rate among the unhoused population.
That was David Chapman, the executive director of Resilience Montreal, an Indigenous-run shelter and resource in Cabot Square dedicated to providing low-barrier support to some of the area's most extreme cases of homelessness. Chapman says people crowd the metros because there is a lack of short-term sheltering options for unhoused people.
It should be that we support people where they are as they are, and that we're also supporting them into long-term housing.
Well, Chapman recognizes safety is a concern for commuters in the metro. He believes frustrations and efforts should be channeled differently.
You know, I do feel for the people who are running the metros, and I understand why we're in this situation. You know, like they don't want, like the poor STM officials aren't asking for this issue. You know, we're here because the number of unhoused persons in the metros has been growing and growing and growing. And then the calls, you know, safety concerns from house citizens going to the STM has increased significantly. And so finally the STM feels they need to do something, but you know, no one seems to ask the obvious question, which is why on earth have we not created safe, accessible spaces for the unhoused people to be in before we kick them all out of the metro to nowhere? You know, or rather not to nowhere, but to a worse scenario.
Chapman says that while the presence of unhoused people in metros can be disruptive at times, in his experience, people will go hide in abandoned buildings or more private areas when they're kicked out of metros, where he says overdoses are far more likely.
Last summer, we did a memorial for 37 people. Most of whom had died of overdoses. And already, just since the summer till now, we're looking at needing to do another memorial for somewhere around almost 20 people. And so, sadly, we're very aware of what happens when you get it wrong.
Other groups like Food Not Bombs NDG and RAPSIM have also decried the move by the city as irresponsible. The STM would not respond directly to these criticisms, but STM board chair Alan Caldwell stated, quote, "Without significant changes in the way society's most vulnerable people are supported, we can't continue to show as much tolerance in our network as we do now," unquote. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.